All right. Just relax and keep your eyes closed and breathe normally now. As you relax even further in anticipation of going deep into trance. So, as you begin, or maybe you've already begun to notice how you're noticing things, or maybe it's more like you're becoming aware of what you're not yet aware of. That moment where something shifts, but you're not sure if it shifted because you noticed it, or if you noticed it because it shifted. Some people find that thinking too hard about relaxing makes it impossible to relax, which is exactly why trying not to try might just be the fastest way in. Or maybe not trying not to try, but letting trying drift away altogether, like a question that never needed answering. And if I were to ask you to remember the exact moment you fell asleep last night, you might realize you can't remember it, because it wasn't a moment you did anything. It was just a moment that happened once you stop needing to notice it. And as that realization settles in, or maybe it's still floating somewhere nearby, you can wonder whether your left hand or your right will feel heavier first, or if the heavier one is actually lighter once you stop comparing them. And if a thought drifts in and says, "Wait, this isn't making sense," that's fine too, because sense-making is just the conscious mind trying to prove it's still in charge. And maybe, just for now, you don't need it to be. There's a comfort in letting confusion do what it's supposed to do, which is to short-circuit certainty and open the door to something softer. A kind of knowing that happens underneath logic, like a whisper under the roar. So go ahead, keep trying to track all of this, while the part of you that doesn't need to simply drifts further into that warm, humming stillness that only shows up when effort lets go. And while your conscious mind is gently tangled, your deeper mind, quiet, powerful, can get to work. There was once a man who walked into a vast garden. This garden was unlike any he had known. It thrived whether or not he pruned every branch. It grew whether or not he planned its layout. It bloomed not because of him, but because it was time. And this man had a mind like yours, sharp, organized, prepared. He could sense what might go wrong before it even had a chance. So he made it his mission to protect the garden from all possible harm. But one morning, he noticed something. The flowers he worried over most were no healthier than the wild ones he ignored. The weeds he spent hours pulling returned the next day just the same. And in that moment, he laughed softly, because he saw he had been holding the world too tightly, trying to control what didn't need to be held, and sometimes realizing that is the very thing that opens the door to peace. There is a hidden cost to gripping too tightly. The hand that clutches can't receive. The mind that micromanages the trivial has no room left for the monumental. You only have so much energy. You only have so many minutes. And not all things are equal. That's where the shift begins, not in doing more, but in doing less with greater meaning. Imagine your life as a magnificent river, strong, purposeful. But if you spent your time bending down to rearrange each pebble on the bank, you'd never get anywhere. The current moves with or without your effort. And your job isn't to steer every droplet, but to ride it wisely and to trust its pull. This is where you are now, Alec, at a choice point, and you've already started releasing the little things, and that matters more than you may realize, because when the mental bandwidth once occupied by trivia is freed, that is where clarity grows. That is where greatness gathers momentum. Imagine an orchestra, each player ready, each note written, each instrument finely tuned. Now imagine the conductor so obsessed with the placement of the sheet music stands, the tilt of every chair, and the shine on the brass that he forgets the score. And so the music stalls. Not because of incompetence, but because of overfocus on what didn't matter. You are that conductor sometimes, Alec, but not anymore. You don't need to think about this consciously. In fact, it's better if you don't. Just allow a new configuration to take shape. A nervous system rewired for elegance and economy. Doing less, being more. Letting go isn't failure of attention. It's a triumph over precision. And you are learning, Alec, that some things will work better without you. That the absence is sometimes the most powerful kind of leadership. And as you go deeper, you might imagine a great eagle circling above the landscape. It does not inspect every twig. It does not study each rabbit's hole. It simply watches, not to control, but to understand. And what would it be like to fly that high in your own life? To see from an altitude, to conserve your energy for the moves that count. Because here's the truth. Not all fires are worth putting out. Not all notifications deserve a response. And not all ideas need your involvement. Some can be left to live or die on their own, like a field of unattended saplings. Some will thrive without your hand, and others were never meant to be. Even now, there's a part of you that's recalibrating, letting go of old templates. You once thought vigilance was power. Now, you're learning space is power. Distance is power. Choosing not to care about the trivial is one of the highest forms of caring. And deep within, there is a wisdom that whispers, the time saved from managing the unnecessary is time returned to the essential. And maybe you don't need to hear this next part, but some part of you might. There's a tree, not just any tree, but one long admired for its wide canopy and steady growth. Over the years, it grew tall, branching outward in every direction. But one season, the fruit grew sparse, and the leaves, though green, began to droop at the edges. The gardeners didn't add more water. They didn't force more sun. Instead, they stepped back and they pruned. Not to punish the tree, but to give it the chance to channel its energy back into the core. To nourish the inner rings, where strength is built silently, invisibly. Because every living system, no matter how successful, has a moment when expansion must pause, so depth can take root. And you don't have to think about what this means now. It may show up as a whisper, or it may bloom in the quiet moments. Sometimes the best growth happens not in the branching out, but in the drawing in. The garden doesn't need you to tend every inch. The team doesn't need your eyes on every detail. The world doesn't crumble if you step back. What it does is realign, reorganize, rebalance. In your absence, other strengths emerge. Now picture this: a craftsman in a workshop. For years, he's built things nonstop. One project rolls into the next. But one day, he pauses. Not because he's tired, but because he senses something off. The tools are sharp, the wood is fine, but his rhythm is fractured. Something is missing. He doesn't need another design. He needs to hear his own heartbeat again, to rest his tools, to let the workshop breathe. He steps back, sits outside, and listens to the bird. And there, in the stillness, the true blueprint comes. That, Alec, is what happens when you stop. You give something deeper a chance to surface. You let something ancient, sometimes wise, reintroduce itself. Even your breath now knows the difference. The body softens when the mind releases. And all those small details, they're still there, but they no longer cling to you. Because you've untrained the reflex to grip, and now you are free. Free to create from silence, free to lead from clarity, free to act only when it counts. And as this becomes part of your inner wiring, your future will thank you. Your health will thank you. And your soul, already watching, already celebrating, knows you are finally returning home. Now think of a sculptor, not the kind who adds clay, but the one who removes. The stone blocks stands before him, vast and unformed. And as he chisels, the figure inside emerges, not by adding more, but by taking away. Every tap of the hammer is a decision to remove the excess, the unnecessary, the distraction from the essence. That is what you are doing now, Alec. Not building more, but uncovering what was always there. And what is revealed beneath the busy layers is something astonishing. A quieter self, not driven by urgency, but moved by clarity. A self that is not constantly reacting, but intentionally choosing. And maybe it's strange, at first, to feel that silence, but over time, it becomes a friend, a sanctuary, a source of true direction. There is a kind of intelligence in simplicity. You already know this from the best systems you've created. When they work well, they need almost no input. It's the same with the mind. The less clutter, the clearer the thinking. The fewer moving parts, the more elegant the solution. And so, you find yourself now simplifying not only your thoughts, but your roles, your projects, your responsibilities. And what's beautiful about this process is that nothing is lost. In fact, you regain something more precious than control. It's called presence. The ability to be here fully, without checking, tweaking, correcting every little thing. Because here's the secret you're beginning to understand. Some things get better when you leave them alone. There's a kind of magic in allowing others to step up, allowing time to unfold, allowing healing to take its own path without you managing every phase. And that includes your own healing. It doesn't need to be scheduled, supervised, or dissected. It just needs space and your permission to happen. And so your nervous system begins to shift. No longer in high alert, no longer tuned to every ping or pulse. It softens. It slows. It remembers a deeper rhythm, one that is older than achievement and more important than urgency. You can even feel it in your body. Muscles loosening where tension used to hold. A breath that drops just a bit lower. A stillness that doesn't mean nothing's happening, but that something important is happening beneath the surface. And now, that space you've created, it starts to fill, not with noise, but with direction. True priorities begin to rise. You no longer feel compelled to chase every idea, attend every meeting, fix every flaw. You begin to trust that what matters most will rise above the noise, and you will be there, ready, without needing to strain. And this part of you, the part now awakening, this is leadership reborn, not the leadership of constant doing, but of strategic presence, knowing when to move, when to rest, when to say no, and when to say nothing at all. And in that silence, something beautiful grows, a sense of self no longer defined by action or outcome, but by essence. You become more yourself, not through effort, but through release. And as you continue to let go of the small things, you reclaim the greatest thing, yourself. And now, as you return, bringing back this sense of lightness, of inner space, and clear priorities, letting your eyes open only when you're ready, feeling a little freer, a little taller, and a little more like the leader who can finally leave the small things alone. That's right. And you can open your eyes now and go about your day.